Press Freedom Day is a day set aside to celebrate milestones encountered by journalists across the globe and to encourage the government to be committed to ensuring realization of freedom of all journalists. It's also a day to remind the journalists to remain vigilant and perform their duties as per the media laws and ethics. Join me, Catherine Okoth, as we look deep into basics of media freedom.
I'm Philip Onyango. I work for the Kenya News Agency in Siaya, and I'm deployed here as the County Information Officer in charge of Siaya County.
What's your take on the current state of media freedom?
From the small experience that I have, which now I think spans around 30 years, I can say that there is relative improvement in media freedom or press freedom in this country. We cannot really compare how things were in the late 80s, generally during the single party era. Compared to now, there's some improvement.
What unique challenges do journalists face today in their line of duty?
Challenges are still there. Previously, you would find that members of the public, they would feel safe or free dealing with journalists. Whereby now you find that the center of power, much as during those days it was in Nairobi, nowadays it has been devolved. And the perpetrators of some of these ills that the media is expected to be exposing are right with us in the villages. Nowadays, find that the journalists, even those ones working in the rural areas, are not all that really free. Because, number one, getting that information has proved to be a bit difficult. The bureaucracy that we are crying about has been also devolved down here. And it is more difficult to get a piece of information that you would, during those years before devolution, otherwise simply get. Number two, comes out of that devolution of so many these bureaucracies, and let me also say maybe corruption. The networks have their own people, they have their ears on the ground. So even local journalists are nowadays afraid of venturing into some of these things because you don't know who you are dealing with, who has been sent to hit you.
However, there have been claims of police harassment by some journalists. Siaya County Commander Michael Oletielal had this to say about this issue.
Uandishi wa habari pia na utangazaji ni kitu ambacho serikali yetu tukufu imetilia mkazo. Wamepatiwa uhuru wa maandishi, uhuru wa kuzungumza na uhuru pia ya kutenda kazi yao bila masharti kusuritishwa na kusuiwa na mtu yeyote. Serikali yetu imewapa waandishi wa habari nafasi ya kuelezea wananchi wa nchi hii yale ambayo wanafaa kujua na kusikiza, na hatujakuwa na ule mtendo ambao serikali imekuwa ikinyanyaza wanahabari, ikiwakataza habari yoyote ile ambayo wanahitaji, kwa sababu tunajua kwamba ikiwa mwananchi ako na habari, basi huyo ni mwananchi ambaye anaweza kujenga nchi hii. Ikiwa wananchi hawana habari, hii itakuwa ni shida kubwa kuongoza wananchi kama hawa.
He went on to urge the journalists to be thorough with their work, words strongly supported by the veteran journalist.
Ijapokuwa mara mingi utakuta wale waandishi wa habari pia wanaenda kinyume ya maadili ya uandishi. Wakati mwingine wanaandika yale ambayo hayaeleweki, yale ambayo yanaweza kulete tatizo katika nchi. Wengine pia wameenda zaidi, ikawa wanaandika habari ambayo ni ya kutatanisha na wanazingizia mtu fulani ndiye amesema, na ukifuatilia ni uongo mtupu. Itakuwa sio vyema kuzingizia mtu fulani amesema kila ambacho hajasema, hata kama ni kitu kizuri au kitu kibaya. Ni vizuri kutaja yale ambayo mtu amesema, yakiwa chungu, yakiwa mazuri, lakini iwe ni yeye amesema na kinywa chake. Lakini uwezi kukaa katika ofisi yako uanze kusema kwamba fulani fulani amesema haya na yale.
And when you're talking of media freedom, I know freedom also comes with responsibility. So the big question is, yes, we are crying for that media freedom. And are we responsible as journalists? Because I believe that freedom cannot be absolute. A good journalist should be able to give the public verified, authentic, and factual information. What we call citizen journalism per se is there. The social media and all that is there. I believe that responsible journalists should not ape what social media activists are doing. Because the society at the end of the day looks at the responsible media to set the agenda for the country.
Your parting shot to the journalist in general?
Close working relations between the media, the citizens, that is members of the public, leaders, and even government workers. The work of the media cuts across. So it will be good for almost everybody to join hands with the media to champion media freedom. And lastly, to colleague journalists, we have to operate within the laws. If the law says that you have to be accredited, let us respect that.
That marks the end of our program. Special thanks to Mr. Philip Ochieng, the Siaya County Commander, Mr. Michael Oletelal, and to Radio Ratego Management for their effort in making this program. My name is Catherine Okoth. Happy World Press Freedom Day to all journalists.